Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was there a lot of it made yesterday. Seventh hearing of the January 6th commission, special commission, was held. It was explosive. Some of that testimony was riveting. Some of it was video testimony from Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel who testified last week. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through the highlights and the lowlights, tell you my opinion of them. You have your opinion of them, call it in, but here goes. First of all, their value was established by Donald Trump, who immediately put out a release saying that they were political hacks and thugs. Now, that's exactly what you want. You want Donald Trump to say you're a political hack and thug, and then you know you're doing something right. The signature issue that came up, and I had known about this meeting. We'd all known about it, but we got it live and in Technicolor this time. On December 18th, there was an unhinged meeting, as it was described, in the Oval Office. And I had never before focused on everybody who was there and the crazy things that was said. Here's the deal. Three people, actually four people, got into the meeting in the Oval Office without Trump telling anyone. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, the conspiracy lawyer who's been disciplined by judges around the country, General Mike Flynn, my namesake, no relation. I'm very sad to see how he turned out. He was actually a very good general. He was a three-star general, and his brother is a general, and his brother is in command of U.S. forces in the Pacific. Those three people, and then a Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, which is a company, and he's a conspiracy theorist too, like Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. These people are all in there. Trump set that meeting up sneakily to talk to them, to make them listen to what they had to say, to make Sidney Powell his special counsel. That group had drafted, and a few others with them had drafted, an executive order that ordered the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, in other words, the military, to seize all voting machines in the country, take them to a secure location, and analyze them, and that Trump would stay in office while that was going on. That is an illegal order. It's a seditious order. It's an attack on our democracy. It didn't ultimately get issued for the following reason. Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, he's a conservative Republican, but he was getting very uneasy about all this conspiracy stuff about the election. He was tipped off that there was a weird meeting in the Oval Office. Now, remember something. This is the President of the United States. You don't just walk into the Oval Office. How did these characters get into the Oval Office? Alyssa Farah Griffin, the White House communications director, who had resigned several weeks earlier, said that she believed that Mark Meadows let them in. Somebody has to open the door. First of all, you can't just walk up to the White House. You can't even just walk up to the front gate. You can. I mean, you can walk along by it. But if you start fussing around, you have people try to climb over the gate, you're going to be arrested. There's security all over the place. There are detectors and sensors buried in the lawn. Somebody let them in, and it was Mark Meadows. So Cipollone hears about this, and wherever he is, he gets there in record time. Somebody described it as really a world-class Guinness-type record in getting into the White House. Eric Hirschman, another White House lawyer, was there. And they look around, and they see what's going on. And Cipollone testified, I didn't like it. I didn't want this meeting. He was asked why. He said, these people are giving him bad advice. But it gets worse. So he walks in, and there's this guy, Byrne, the president of Overstock, and Cipollone says to him, who are you? Now, Pat Cipollone is the White House counsel. And here's a meeting that he's not informed of in the White House to overturn the election. There's a guy there, he doesn't even know who he is. Guy introduces himself. They sit down. This meeting lasted 6 hours. It lasted into the wee hours. And it was described by people who were there as utterly unhinged, shouting, screaming, profanity, invitations to physical combat. In other words, threatening to hit somebody. The people, the Sidney Powells, Rudy Giuliani's, Mike Flynn's, and Pat Burns accused Cipollone and Hirschman of being the P word, chicken, scared, not giving the right information, not giving the right advice. So, you know, Cipollone turns to them, says, all right, you're saying the election was rigged. Where's your evidence? And you know the response? The response was, you know what the evidence is. You should have found it out yourself. There was the usual conspiracy stuff from them, from Giuliani, Powell, Mike Flynn, and Byrne, about Venezuela running the election. Venezuela, Maduro, even though the dictator they talked about had been dead for 5 years, that China, there were bamboo shoots in the ballots, that Italy, there was some satellite controlling it from Italy. One of them said that there was some, this is unbelievable, some thermometers hooked up to the internet that did it. This is not just conspiracy stuff. This is mentally ill stuff, and it's in the Oval Office, and Trump is nodding. At the very end of it, he goes, all right, I'm going to appoint Sidney Powell. Now, Sidney Powell, the conspiracy lawyer, is not just a bad lawyer. She has been sanctioned, ordered to pay costs, fees, and attorney's fees for the other side in a number of courts, including Michigan and others, had her license attacked, yanked. Rudy Giuliani had his license suspended in New York and Washington for saying this kind of stuff in court, and it's false. And it's being said in the Oval Office right now. After midnight, after a six-hour meeting, nobody hit anybody, but they were screaming and cursing at each other, and Trump just sat there and enjoyed it. Meadows escorted Giuliani out, something like a little after midnight. He was afraid that Giuliani would hide around, sneak around, say he's leaving, and then go up to the resident parts of the White House. Remember, the first family lives up above the office space and continue lobbying Trump. Trump at this time was prepared to send out an executive order ordering the army to seize all the voting machines in this country, state machines, which is illegal. It is illegal. It is a violation of our Constitution. At 1:14 on the 19th, right after these guests have all gone, including Cipollone and Hirschman, who were the lawyers who were trying to restore some sanity to this, and Powell, Giuliani, Mike Flynn, and Byrne, Trump sends out a tweet, the infamous tweet, telling everybody to come, all of his followers, he has many tens of millions of followers at this point, he hasn't been suspended from Twitter at this point, telling them to come to Washington on January 6th. Quote, it will be wild, big protests, be there. The internet lighted up, social media, and some right-wing commentators. I saw clips of them. I'd never even known they existed. There's a guy named Salty Cracker, who looks pathological, quite frankly. The video of him. Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist who lied about the murders at Sandy Hook, said that no kids were killed. that the parents were doing it just for publicity. He was sued by them, and he tried to get it dismissed. It didn't work. He's going to be paying big damages. But these conspiracy theorists picked up on what Trump was saying and said, be there. We are going to storm the Capitol. They used code words that I'd never heard before that are chilling. One was, be prepared for a red wedding. A red wedding, on the parlance of the right wing, the pathological right wing, is a massacre where there's a lot of blood. It's called a red wedding. It means mass slaughter. They also said it's the day of the rope. I'd not heard that before. The day of the rope is their vernacular for killing people who they think need to be killed. Here are some other things that were said that are really beyond belief. Remember that Trump, in the one of the debates with Biden at the end of September of 2020, before the election, had said to the Proud Boys, stand down and stand by. That was, they said that that was their order from the commander-in-chief to be ready to go to Washington and commit violence. Here are some of the social media messages that went around. Is this D-Day? He wants us to come armed. Who will volunteer for the firing squad? Another one goes, effing A, it's happening. Another one, listen to this. Why don't we just kill them all, every Democrat, man, woman, and child? Here's another one. Are you ready to die, please? Here's another one. I can't believe this one. A cop doesn't have standing if they're lying in a pool of their own blood. A cop doesn't have standing if they're lying in a pool of their own blood. Another one, bring handcuffs. Another one, bring zip ties, body armor, shields. Another one, join your local Proud Boys group. Trump's tweet incited organized violence. One of the things that really I felt the worst about in an odd way, because, you know, there were people who were killed, and that was the worst. But one of the things that in an odd way I felt was most poignant was Stephen Ayers. He was a guy who was basically misled by Trump into joining this. He was misled by Trump into joining this. And as a fact of the matter was, he lost his job, he was fired, he was convicted, and he lost his house. Fortunately, he still has a wife, and he has a family, and he came across as very honest to me. He said, Trump's the commander-in-chief. He told us it was rigged. I was mad at that. I went there. I wasn't expecting to go up to the Capitol. He said, let's go up there, and I'll go with you. And he's the commander-in-chief. You know, I figured he controls access to all these public buildings, so I went along, didn't do anything up there. Then he went around and he apologized to the Capitol Police who were there watching. About 150 of them were injured, some of them quite badly. And, you know, several of them died, one by suicide, somebody lost an eye, somebody had a finger yanked off. But what Trump did, not only launched a violent civil war, but, you know, more to the point, what he did was he misled a lot of people who are fundamentally good people who listened to his lies. They listened to his lies and they lost everything. They lost their jobs and their houses. Some of them are going to jail. There's a lot more on this. And the lines are lighting up. I know you're on the line. I have to go to a break right now. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.